Hey, hey, my fellow dream chasers, it's Princess Fizz here. Welcome to another episode of I Have a Dream Show, bringing you multimillionaires from around the world to hear their unique journeys to success, great business wisdom, free mentoring and inspiration. Now, if you're looking to boost your online presence as a small business owner and stand out from the noise, you have to check out my free 10-day course on how to create an amazing web TV show or podcast for any industry. Go to becomeamediapreneur.com and get instant access to the course, and I'll get you ready for launch within 10 days. If you're looking for a great way to build a strong network and land some high-paying customers, I recommend you check out LinkedIn training course at ihaveadreamshow.com/LinkedIn training. If you've seen my web TV shows and love my makeup, check out Moonstruck 3D Fiber Lashes, which is a best-selling product by Unique, at ihaveadreamshow.com/beauty. And if you prefer to watch the video shows, then you can go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows, where there's a library of all the I Have a Dream shows to date. And don't forget to become a free member at the ihaveadreamshow.com website for access to free business and marketing trainings and other resources that will help you grow your business. And you'll get added to the newsletter straight to your inbox so you don't miss another show. So now take out your notepads and enjoy the show. Today's guest, I'm so happy that it's a woman. It has been a while since we had a lady on the show. She has got a very powerful story. I mean, she's been in employment. She was an ex-nurse. And you know how nurses are tired out. You know, they've worked overworked and the pay is just crappy. But now she's actually on a six-figure income within network marketing. So as a network marketer, she makes six figures. We'll find out exactly how that happened, but please welcome Katrina Gisco. Thank you so much for coming onto the I Have a Dream Show, Katrina.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to share my story and to help anybody that, you know, maybe grabs a nugget and takes it along with them and on their journey. So thank you so much.
Now, I'm really excited to learn more about you. As I said, every story is very unique, and you never know what you might pick up from a conversation that could actually change your whole career. You know, you never know. So I hope someone here takes some golden nugget and actually applies it and actually, you know, blasts it out of the water. So, Katrina, let's begin. I mean, tell me, what was your environment like as a child? I mean, have you gone through the a typical kind of education route?
Absolutely. My father actually worked a lot. He is a physician, and he had his own business. The funny thing was, is he loves being a doctor, but his, you know, he's had to learn a lot of business lessons, I guess, along the way.
Right.
And interest, you know, So I'm Greek in descent. My grandparents came over from Greece, and they of course own their own. They own restaurants and things like that because they wanted to be entrepreneurs. You know, American dream and all of that.
Right.
But you know, not everything's always cracked up to, you know, what you think it's going to be. So my grandparents encouraged my father and his siblings to go into the medical field.
I see.
Because people are always sick. You can, you know, you always have an income, that type of thing. The interesting thing with my father is when I was little, I remember him telling me, you know, Katrina, the only way that you can really, really be wealthy in this world is if you're making money while you're sleeping.
Who told you that story?
I mean, he works so many hours and he has helped so many people, but still, like, that's his belief and his understanding is, like, really, you know, entrepreneurship, that's where you can make really, really big income.
Right, excellent. So was he involved in your grandparents' business as well?
Yes, so he, you know, would help out on the weekends when he wasn't in school and that type of thing. And just like growing up for me, I had to work in his office and work with, you know, meet people. And of course, here as a teenager, you get so nervous. Oh, I can't talk to people. What am I going to say? But it was a really, really good lesson in just learning how to have a conversation with somebody that you don't know and creating rapport with somebody that you may not have known a few minutes before.
Right, excellent. So, why didn't your family just kind of stick to the business? I mean, were they looking, I know business can be up and down, So was your father looking for security in a job then? I mean, did he feel that's the right way to do it, but there is an idea of being free as well? You know, it's kind of, it's contradictory in a way. You know, it's confusing, because when you're in a job, it's time for money, isn't it? But when you're self-employed, then you're literally by yourself, and you have to kind of create
stuff. Well, I mean, I don't know if you know a lot of restaurant owners, but they're there all, I mean, they're not time free. They're there all the time, open to close, micromanaging their business. So I think that that, you know, that's something you have to take into consideration with what kind of business you're looking into. But I think the issue was, again, you know, okay, so that was, my dad was born in the 50s, and it was just, you know, had that mentality of, like, you need to have your education. Nobody can ever take that away from you. And then, and, you know, he's a surgeon, so he doesn't, you know, make an hourly wage. It's a little bit of a different business. But, you know, and he's grown that way. But for me, the thing that I took away was, when I was younger, is I'm going to grow up and do that too. You know, I'm going to go and be in the medical field and help people. And that's sort of where I was guided.
Right, right, right. So how did that go for you then? So when you got your education, you got your degrees, you started a job. I mean, how did that work out? Was it like a natural transition, or was it kind of uncomfortable?
Well, I was always good at school. Yeah. School wasn't really the issue for me. But it was, I mean, and it was fine. It was easy. At the time, my husband was going to school, and so it was a flexible job. Right. My favorite thing about my job was connecting with mothers and helping them bond with their babies and helping families. Uh-huh. And that was the most uplifting and the best part of my job. Right. I mean, I loved that. I loved connecting with people and creating a relationship with someone and helping them. That's what I was all about. Right. Unfortunately, medicine now is way different. I mean, everything changes so quickly. Yes. And you just aren't given the time to work with people. You're not given the time to connect with people, because there's your task list is so long, and then your responsibilities, you know, now you're not just taking care of the patient. You're answering the phone. You're making sure good computer stuff is working. You're trying to get a hold of somebody, you know, in social work. You're doing too many things, and you can't sit down, focus, and give your all. And that was sad for me. And that just didn't work for me in the long term. I wasn't feeling good about what I was doing. So that's why I was trying to find something else to give me that feeling back, where I felt like I was doing a good job, something that was mine, something that I could call my own. Mm-hmm. And you know, I really wanted to, I was yearning for something that was mine.
Excellent. So how long were you in the nursing field for?
So I was a nurse for 9 years.
Wow. Okay.
And I worked in several different hospitals. I moved around a lot. I mean, obviously it's very flexible, but the cool thing is that working from home is even more so flexible. So that's worked out really, really, really well.
And in between, didn't you kind of think, maybe I should start up a care home or something like that? Did that cross your mind?
Oh, no. No. Well, my field was in neonatal intensive care nursing.
Right,
so
right.
So I don't do adults. I don't know.
A lot of different babies, that's for sure.
Yeah, babies and, like, new moms. I love that. But, you know, there's elements that now I have in my business that I've carried through. I don't know if it's because of just who I am, and I've sort of created my business in a way to reflect that. But the motto of our company is to empower and uplift and validate women. And that's what I was doing in my nursing job, but now I do it and I'm helping women build their businesses. So I love it.
That's brilliant. So how did you find out about, obviously, network marketing? I mean, did you just do the typical kind of Google search, how to make money online or how to work from home? Was it as typical as that?
That's a funny story. I was thinking about my journey a little bit. And before we moved back to where we're living now, I was like, I need to work from home. And I even looked for nursing jobs that were from home, but it really wasn't a good fit. And I was just like, I need to work from home and be with my kids. I have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old now. And I just, I just didn't like being away that much. So I looked that up, and that wasn't, I wasn't really sure about that. There was another company that I, my first company that I signed up with, I received a gift from somebody, and I was like, that's kind of fun. And I had been in retail prior, in nursing school. I worked at Victoria's Secret for 3 years.
Oh,
yeah. And so I learned a lot. It was fun. I learned a lot about sales and just working with people doing that. And I also learned that I could sell things, which I didn't believe that I could. You know, back when I was younger, I was like, oh, I'm afraid to talk to people. What if they tell me no? You know, so scared. Mm-hmm. And I learned to kind of get over it. Pretty much what you have to do. And I start up with a company. I didn't really have a mentor or really didn't know what I was doing. I mean, I was selling a lot of product, but I wasn't building my team. I knew that that's where...
Duplication. Yes.
So what was funny was I was still networking with people that were also in the business. Maybe I was sort of looking for a mentor or looking for people that had been successful to kind of follow in their footsteps or try some of the things that they'd tried. And that's when I met a really good friend of mine networking. And she had posted about a business that she was in. And I wanted more information because it sounded like there was a lot more income to be had with that business. And I remember being on the phone with her and her saying, like, I said, I just need to make $3,000 a month. That's what I really need to do in order to stop what I'm doing, to just make ends meet. And she was like, you can totally do that. And I was like, seriously? And she was like, yes, you can do it. I know you can. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to try. Yeah. Funny thing was, that wasn't the business that I'm currently in. So sometimes it does take a little bit of figuring out what works for you. But what ended up happening was the business I'm currently in, I started as a customer. And I saw the person that I had mentioned before was talking about makeup, and I messaged her, and I said, hey, so I said, I just joined this company. Mm-hmm. And are we supposed to be saying what company we're with?
It's fine. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So I said, hey, I joined Unique, and I just wanted to let you know. And I kind of, like, buried my head because I was like, I didn't want her to be upset because she was my upline in a different company.
Right.
And she was like, well, I think I'll sign under you because we have a good relationship. Wow. But I'm not going to do anything with the business. And I was like, that's fine. I'm not going to do anything with the business either. Let's just get some makeup. Yeah. And we were like, yay. So anyway, she is really a successful internet marketer, and she had a lot of followers. And so she really hit the ground running with the business. And so ever since then, I've learned a lot from her. I've been looking for mentors and people that I can sort of follow in their footsteps. I try different techniques and see what works, see what doesn't. I mean, you have to experiment with these things. And I've grown my business since then, and that was about 14 months ago. So it's been an absolutely incredible journey. It's been so uplifting. I'm so glad I found it. I can't even say enough good things.
So Katrina, can I just ask you, just go back a little bit. I mean, you know the transition from a job to network marketing, I mean, it's very different dynamics, you know? I mean, you're not getting paid for time anymore, you it's pay per performance. And how did you kind of get that? You know, how did that click with you? How did you understand, and work it? How did you stay motivated in your network marketing company?
Well, when I first started, I fell in love with the company. I fell in love with the product. I fell in love with my business, and I fell in love with myself again. I mean, I felt like changed because I had this, and it gave me so much to have something that was my own, that I was doing a good job with, that I didn't have to wait for my performance review in a year and wonder how I had been doing. I don't really know. Nobody tells me, you know, like I know how I'm doing. Right.
Right.
So for me, it was so motivating I wanted to work my business. I was excited about it. I was excited to share it. I wanted other people to have what I had found, which was myself.
Wow.
And, you know, Eric Warriors Go Pro, I went to that event a couple weeks ago, and somebody said, network marketing is really just professional development that's masked as a business.
Excellent.
And that was like, that's about right for me.
Right.
Yeah, so I was really motivated by the business itself. And so then when I got to the point where it was like, you know, actually, I felt like I was earning enough money with the business. I'm like, I just don't want to be a liability at work. You know what I mean? And really, my heart was in my business. That's when I was at work, I was thinking about my business. That's what I wanted to be spending my time doing. And it just didn't make sense to be splitting my focus. So I made the switch.
That's absolutely fabulous. We've got some questions coming in. Guys, hold tight. We'll answer them as we go along. Just to tap into Katrina a little bit more. So, Katrina, when your children came along, you know, when you become a mother and, you know, you start getting responsible that way, how did you feel your business kind of worked around that? Did it help you being, you know, in network marketing?
Did it help with my like mothering skills?
Yeah, no, like time. You know, like you knew
time management.
Yeah, time management. Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that I'm going to admit that I am working on still. Right. I think it's actually a constant battle, especially with a female entrepreneur that has a family. But what I have done is I have reached out to people to help me.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to do that. I mean, I don't need to do all of it on my own. I found like a tutor for my children. Sometimes she comes in and I know that they're getting one-on-one attention and they're learning and they're having fun and right. I can focus on my business and I'm just like make myself okay with that. You know, you just have to be okay with it. And the other thing that I really like, and one of my reasons why I do this, is I want my children, and I have two boys, I don't have daughters, but I want them to see like what a powerful, successful, independent woman is. I mean, that's important for them to see and understand and for their life in the future because, you know, they're going to be working with women. They're going to be having relationships with women, whether that's in their job or whether that's, you know, like, you know, dating or whatever. And they need to know that that's an important quality for women to have and to how to deal with that. So
excellent. I love that. I love, because the thing is, in network marketing, there's a lot of personal development that goes on as well. You literally grow as a person as time goes on, and you bring that to your household. And, you know, you teach that to your children, and you kind of empower them on the journey that you're on as well. And you can actually see the difference in
absolutely
behavior when it comes to other children as well. You kind of see that, you know, my child's a little bit, you know, maybe, you know, gets it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Okay, so Katrina, tell me what happened. So with the first company that you joined, were you quite passionate about the products? Did the products matter to you? Did the comp plan matter to you? I mean, how did you choose to join that particular company? What did you look for?
Well, I mean, I was brand new. I was just looking for a little bit of extra income. Like if I got canceled at work on a shift, like how was I going to make up that money?
Right.
So it was a fun, you know, it was a fun company. It's a very successful company. But
was it Amway?
I was developing my business, which was doing home parties, because that's what the company
was.
I was meeting a very limited amount of people. I mean, I could go to a home party and, you know, maybe 10 people. It's great. I sell a lot of product. I did great at the sales piece. But that wasn't really meeting enough people to really grow my business on a huge level.
Trina,
so what's been,
Trina,
yeah.
Was it Amway?
Yeah. No. It was a direct sales business. It was a direct sales business.
Right.
I was with 31. I sold, so I sold bags and I did a great job at it. It was fun.
Yeah.
But for me, the challenge was I wasn't meeting enough people that were interested in a business opportunity. I was meeting people that wanted to shop for bags, which was fine. But I couldn't grow my business that way fast enough for where I'm like, gosh, this is worth it. Because really, like I work, you know, as a nurse, you work on an hourly wage. And I'd say, okay, if I go to a party and I'm spending this much time doing it, but I could be working at the hospital making $40 an hour or whatever, you know. So
yes.
It wasn't growing fast enough for me to be like, it was a hobby, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was paying me as a hobby. But I was just learning what I was doing and how to build a business and how to talk about a business and how to have a customer base. There's just so much to learn. So so when I met my friend, that was 9 months later, and she said, you could be making $3,000 with this company, which was a skincare company. And I was like, okay, if you say so, sure. So then I tried that, but I didn't love the products. They didn't really work for me. So that was kind of hard for me to sell skincare when it wasn't really for me. The comp plan that company is very good, though. So But I learned along the way a little bit about how to share about your products and share about your company in a way that is attractive to people. And my current company, Unique, we were very social media based. So the cool thing about social media is you can reach a multitude of people all at once. And it's not doesn't even have to be like you're sitting someone down and really directing a message at them, which some people are off put by that, you know, that makes some people uncomfortable. But you can put it out there what your life is like, and you can create your life by, you know, in social media and make it, you sort of frame it in a way that people are intrigued by it. And so then you can create a situation where people are asking you about your business because they're thinking, well, maybe I could be doing this. And it's just, it's been amazing. I just love it.
Lovely, Joan. Absolutely fabulous. Now, Katrina, just for the people that are in my network marketing but haven't had much results yet, what would you advise them? I mean, say, for instance, they're like 3 months in and they haven't had a result and they're literally on a verge of saying, is this, like, not for me?
For me.
What would you say?
Okay, so I have a couple of things. You may want to... And actually, I've talked to some of my team about this too. They look back now at their conversations when they're prospecting somebody, and they're like, "Wow, I'm so much better at it than I was in the beginning. I was really just a lot of like giving people tons of information, and they just, you know, was too much, and then they shut down." So you want to like pay attention to how you're putting, you know, how you're wording things. But there's a couple things. So one thing, if you're going to be meeting people sort of out and about, which I recommend doing, I mean, there's a million, millions and millions of people out in the world, you know. If your neighbor or somebody down the street knows you and doesn't know you're doing your business, then that is an opportunity to seize, okay? So you want to step out of your comfort zone, and you can just plant seeds. You don't have to say, like, listen, let's sit down. I have a meeting. Let's talk about, you know, what I'm doing, and I think you should do it, and I've been, you know, and being really, really forthright like that. But you just sort of say, like, oh, my gosh, my mascara business, this is, I've just been having so much fun. I just went to a conference, and I was, you know, it was great. Or just kind of, you want to plant seeds. So you want, but you also want to practice doing that. So you need to get out of your comfort zone. I'm doing something today that is very out of my comfort zone. Thank you, Princess Fizz. Pushing you over the edge. But, you know, you have to get used to being a little bit uncomfortable, because what's going to happen is you will see results as you let yourself be uncomfortable. You're going to see positive results and positive changes, and that's going to cause you to push forward and grow more. So practice, practice, practice talking to people. And then you want to remember, you know, how you phrase things. You know, if you don't get a good reaction with that, switch it up. Try something different next time. You know, just because one person presents things in one way doesn't mean that that will work for you. So you have to play with it and find what system works best for you. My second thing that I'm going to mention is you want to make sure that you find some mentors in your life. This might be people that you personally have a relationship with, that you chat with, or but it could be somebody that you follow on Facebook. It could be somebody that, you know, you've read their book and it's amazing and you take a lot of pieces from that. Your mentor doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that's like, you know, that you call up on the phone regularly. But you want to start looking for people that are doing well in their area, and you want to emulate them. And you know, and usually people that are in that position, they're more than willing to share their information and their tips and tricks and things. Because they want, you know, they want you to be successful. So that's one other thing. Okay, number three is ask for help. So some people... maybe they're not interested in your product. Maybe they're not interested in your business. But maybe they know somebody who is. And if they're your friend or family and your warm market, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, my warm market, it's so tapped out. Everybody's afraid. I'm going to sit them down and I'm going to, like, make them watch a video and then I'm going to, you know, make them sign on the dotted line or whatever. Uh-huh. But what you can do is you can just say, hey, do you know anybody that would be interested in this product or this business that, you know, somebody that would like to make some extra income? I would love to just touch base with them and see if this is something for them, or even the product too. Oh, I know you love the product and you're not interested in the business right now, but like with some of your friends, you think that they would like some of this awesome product as well. Those are things that are really simple, and if they're in your warm market, they probably want to help you, and if they don't, then they're not really your warm market. Okay, so
that's fabulous.
I mean, okay, a couple more, just two more. If you're using social media, you want to stay positive on social media. You're creating a picture of what your life is for people. They're going to look at you in a snapshot, okay? And you want to make sure that you're hashing out who you are and what you're about and being real, but you want to be ultimately positive. Right. You know, you're going to attract more positive people, and positive people are going to be better business owners than people that, you know, harbor a lot of negativity.
Excellent.
And the last one is, this has been huge for me, and this is what I've learned a lot along the way, is when you're talking about prospects, you want to be a farmer, not a hunter.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you're planting seeds. You're still, you're caring for it. You're creating a relationship, or you're moving the relationship forward. You're growing it. But you also need to make sure that you are following up so that you're there to harvest your crops, okay, at the end of the day. Okay. Because also, if you've planted seeds and planted seeds and planted seeds and you're not following up or aware that someone, you know, is ready, you want to pay attention to those cues, they may go sign up under somebody else, which, I mean, not the end of the world. There'll be more people, but it's kind of a bummer when that happens.
Excellent.
And because you know what's going to happen is then they're going to come back at you and they're going to say, will you help train me? And you're going to say, okay, I'll give you, you know, some tips, but really you need working with your, you know, with your sponsor and team.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as being a farmer and not a hunter as well, when you're presenting thing, you know, presenting information about the business, you know, you give them a snippet, you let them come to you. You be very breezy about it. You don't need to be like, listen, you got, you know, and I know we're all really, really passionate about it and we get really, really excited, but you want to be a little chillax, a little relaxed when you're discussing it, because nobody wants to be strong-armed into anything. And if people are strong-armed, I'm going to guarantee you they're not going to do much with their business regardless. So those are some of the tips that I really thought would be helpful and were helpful to me once I learned them and I was able to further grow my business.
That's absolutely fantastic. I think you've hit some amazing tips there, Katrina. But I love the way you said plant the seed, because a lot of people in network marketing, what they want is a quick sale. You know, they want the sale there and then. If they don't, they block that person off, cut the relationship off, move on, you know? And I think that's really wrong, because you never know. Like, if you plant the seed one day, you know, say, look, you know, this is what I'm doing, and then come back to them a few days later and say, you know, how's it going? What, this is what I've done, you know? Kind of work on a relationship and then kind of approach them for a sale. You know, you don't have to close them off if they say no straight away, or, you know? So it's like literally building relationships, being yourself, being friendly, and leaving it open. Even a year later, they might come back to you and say, you know, hey, I'm ready, you know?
Yes, and that's what's happened to me on social media, because people, I approached them in the beginning. It wasn't the right time for them. They weren't sure of themselves, or they didn't actually have belief in the business. But then they've seen my success, and they're like, you know, I'm going to go give it a go. And they come to me, and that's not my favorite. I mean, that's my favorite thing. If they're coming to me for information, I'm happy to oblige them. And it puts me, you know, and they're ready to start. And that mindset is one that is going to create success for them. So
excellent. And for them to start coming to you, Katrina, do you think it's over time? So constantly posting good stuff, sharing your openly, you know, what goes on in your life, and kind of just being consistent in your presence.
Yes, absolutely. With social media, you have to have a consistency with it.
Yes.
And you also have to, like, let people know you're still doing this business. I can't tell you how many people are like, look, I posted a picture of my makeup, and I had a couple people that were interested at the time, but now nobody's buying anything from me. And I'm like, okay. So then I'll go back, and I'll look at their Facebook, and I'll say, well, I know that, you know, you started, you know, your child started school, and I know that you, what you got for Christmas, and I know this and this and this, but, like, are you doing the business anymore? I'm not clear on that.
Yes.
You don't want to always be all about business, but what you want to be is consistent, you know,
okay,
you know, and make sure that people know this is what you're about. That's part of personal branding, right? I mean, when people think of this, whatever product that you promote or business that you promote, you want them to be like, if they see something about it, they go, oh, yeah, Katrina does that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, I'm gonna go talk to her about it. Well, I just threw my pen. yeah. So
it's exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, throwing things everywhere. So, yeah, so keep your relationships up, because you know what? That in the, at the end of the day, what do you really have? You know, you have people in your life that make your life better, and you hopefully in turn make their life better, and that's more valuable than them, like, being your customer. That's not, I mean, that's not what I'm about. I just, you know, no.
Excellent, excellent. And it's a beautiful place to make lots of lovely friendships as well. I mean, I think I've got friendships in every country, you know, because I know if I go to Spain or, anywhere around the Thailand, I've got someone there to, like, you know, stay with.
Yeah, and so it is so cool. It really, really is.
Excellent. Katrina, we've got a question coming in. Stella, thank you so much, lovely lady, for coming on to the show. She's saying, what particular social media is Katrina using, and is there a couple of tips that she can provide on the particular platform that she's very focused on?
Okay. I focus on Facebook. So I know that there's a lot of different platforms out there, but I like Facebook because for me, it's easier to create relationships with people. It's easier to have like an ongoing conversation because of Messenger. And those types of things, like I can have like a real, you know, conversation.
You can track your messages as well.
yeah. So then I know, and you're like, just a minute, I'll be right there, or like, you know, answering messages. But that's how I create relationships with people. So okay. I can put out content, I can put out a picture, I can put out something. Usually what I do actually on Facebook is I'm making posts about how my being in my business has bettered my life. Okay. I don't post a ton about my product. People know I sell my product. I mean, and every once in a while I'll give them like a makeup tip or something like that. But most of the time it's like, I went and got a pedicure because I had extra money in my pocket because I just made a sale. Right. You know, like how fun is that? I mean, that's what people want. That's what real people want. They want extra income that comes that's not going to cut into their family's budget, especially moms. I mean, how many times do we feel guilty about like the little pleasures in life? But if you earned it and it's extra for you, how fun, you can go and spend it guilt-free, you know? It's those types of posts are the ones that create the most engagement, the most intrigue, because people want that. It's not the big like flashing, you know, flashy post. It's like the things that are very everyday, very
lifestyle.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Excellent. There you go, Stella. So actually, awesome tip. Oh my goodness, I'm going to actually blog about that one. Thank you, Katrina. So, Katrina, what about people, like in this industry, it's quite cool because not only do they join your business opportunity, but you've got like people coming back for buying again and again. How powerful is that? You know, retail kind of power when you've got in a company that people can actually constantly buy over and over, especially something like makeup. I mean, when you run out of mascara, what do? Reorder it, right?
Right, yeah.
How powerful is this kind of method?
Yes. Having that consumable product is really, really helpful. Mm-hmm. And what's really, really important when you do sell product is to follow up with people and make sure that they're opening it and they're using it and that they love it. Right. So your job or my job in my business is to make sure that I'm touching base with those people, because those are going to be my repeat customers and those are going to be my people that refer me to other people. And that is the name of the game.
Excellent.
So, right. Yeah, I love that.
Brilliant. Okay, we've got Amina. Thank you, Amina, for coming on to the show. She is asking, do you do any local advertising? If so, I want to create a banner. Is there any idea that you can actually give me to put on there? So I want to ask this as well. Do you promote a business opportunity locally, or do you actually promote the product to get them in the door?
So this is interesting. I just met with another mentor of mine the other day, and she was like, why aren't you doing opportunity meetings? And I'm like, I haven't done them. I don't know. I need to probably do them. You know, again, like, I mean, I still feel like I've learned a ton, but there's so much more room for growth and opportunity. So it's kind of fun and exciting to be like, well, what else can I do for people? So I've pretty much done locally my product. So when I've been working locally previously, I'm doing like expos and events and things like that, and I'm selling the product. I'm following up with my customers. I'm booking if they want parties or And I also prospect at those events as well, because our opportunity is super affordable, and if they're going to buy makeup anyway, they might as well just sign up. So I do the same, you know, I do both of those things. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to start getting into opportunity events, and, you know, I'm sure I will be, now I'm going to be really focused on it, because I'm like, okay, I've gotten some signs from the universe, it's time to go.
It's excellent. I mean, there's no order, is there, Katrina, how you do it? You know, you can always incorporate it as you go along, try different things, you know, whatever suits you. So wherever you start, there's no wrong or right way. So I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so I've got, hold on, let me just see if there's a relevant question I can pick out. Okay, excellent question. Right, Stacey again, thank you so much. I don't know if it's the same Stacey or a different Stacey, but hi. She's asking, how is it festively, this type of business? Because, you know, you've got Christmas, Easter, Valentine's. In your experience, have you actually monetized these? Are they quite powerful to kind of push your business with, these events that happen?
Well, it's interesting, actually. So... some businesses like do like 70% of their business during Christmas time, you know, during the holiday season. Our business is fairly new. It's only 2 years old. And last year, even though we were expecting a dip in January, we have a lot of momentum and we didn't really see a dip at all. Right. But my biggest months, typically, looking at my entire team, like November was absolutely mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. May for me was really big with Mother's Day. You know, so those are good things because people are already have their wallet open. They already have their credit card out. They're ready. They're going to buy something. So if you've been planting your seeds and you create relationships with people, they'll buy with you. And they'll say, well, why not? You know, this product is awesome. Obviously, they're selling so much of it. And that's why relationship building and keeping in front of people is so important. And that's why I like Facebook, because it sort of keeps me in front of people. And then if there's people that I haven't talked to in a while, here's another tip. I private message them. And I don't talk about the business or anything like that, but I go to their page. I like a couple of their pictures. I message them and I'll just be like, hey, I hope you're having a great day. You know, oh, did you have fun at Thanksgiving? Whatever. And have a conversation with them. Well, guess what? They're more likely to see my posts about my business or posts about my product without me directly approaching them about it. Because, again, nobody wants to be hunted.
No, I love that. I love that. Absolutely fantastic. Now, Katrina, can we talk a bit about women? Women in network marketing. I know we're very powerful. I mean, we've got natural kind of skills within us of communication and sales, you know. How do you find working with women? Do you find it quite empowering? Have you picked up certain kind of traits women have in this industry?
Okay, so a little bit more about my background. You're going to laugh. I always work with women. I started, my first degree was in musical theater performance, which there were some men in, but mostly women. Right. I had then nursing, mostly women. I worked at Victoria's Secret in retail, obviously very women-focused. And now I'm in direct sales. And again, like I just, yeah. So I love working with women. I haven't really thought about why that is. I mean, I love empowering others. I think that women tend to build each other up. We're, again, more a little bit relationship-focused. And for me, that's rewarding, and we just, I don't know, we just relate to each other. I don't know if I can really answer that really well, but
I think that, as you said, network marketing is about relationship building, and women love to talk and kind of socialize, so it's nice to kind of have women being empowered in this industry. So I think I just say to women, I go, just come on board, you know, it's this amazing industry to be in. You know, you've got the natural kind of, you know, abilities instilled in us to be compassionate towards other people and, you know, create that warmth in relationships.
Yeah. So I love that. Yes. Yeah.
So I love that. How about men, Katrina? I mean, I know this product's with Unique we're talking about now is very focused on makeup. Do you think men can do this as well? Is there a way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it just depends on if you like to talk to, you know, talk to women and how your rapport is and your energy is.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of opportunity in that area. Some women, I don't know, it just depends on sort of your sales technique and how you come across. But I mean, I love buying from, like, if I go to the store and, you know, somebody says a shirt looks great on me, I mean, I like, you know, I buy it from a guy, you know, I'll be like, yeah, it does. It has to do with, like, if they have that helpful wanting to take care of me as a customer, then, I think that they could do amazingly.
Excellent. I mean, like, women buying makeup from a man, I mean, would that be kind of a bit, because don't you want to see the makeup on?
Well, maybe. I mean, there's makeup artists and people that, understand and know makeup.
Yes.
And I don't think that it really matters if they have it on. Now, they might want to see, like, some work that they've done. But, again, social media is so powerful. There's photos everywhere of women using our products and looking beautiful. So, you know, there's content out there for people to use. I don't know. I don't see it as a problem. I think there's a lot of opportunity for it, especially because hasn't been a really big leader yet that's been male in our company. But again, we're only 2 years old, so.
Excellent. So what do you actually think of the products yourself, Katrine? I mean, you've been using them, you've got them. What's the feedback that you've had? What do you like about the products? I mean, why can't I just go to, like, a retail shop and buy mascara?
Yeah, so I have, like, the shortest lashes ever. And actually, when I got married, I had extensions put in for my wedding because you need lashes. They're so beautiful. Okay. So here I am, and, you know, I get married. I look like a doll. I love it. I go to my honeymoon, and I, like, some of them come out. And so here I am on my honeymoon with, like, half of my lashes in, okay, which isn't as cute, but luckily my husband loves me anyway. No big deal, but when I found out about this product, I was like, okay, is this, like, stripped? Like, what is it? Lashes. I kept hearing lashes, and I found out it goes on like a mascara, and I was like, cool, I'll try it. It's, you know, reasonably, it's competitively priced, like a high-end mascara, really, it's about the same price, and I'll give it a go, and I put it on, and I just was like, oh my gosh, I have lashes. I couldn't believe it. So I absolutely loved the product. And really, when I first launched my business, again, I did it on Facebook, and all I did was post a before and after picture of my lashes, and I had, you know, $800 in sales. I had people that were interested, you know, in trying the product, and then after they had tried it, they were interested in the business. So, yeah, I love the mascara. I mean, we also have a really great skincare line. I love the moisturizer. Our BB cream is awesome. And if you guys haven't tried our lip pencils, our eye pencils, I have my lip pencil on with a little bit of lip gloss. They're awesome.
Excellent.
I love them. And I haven't really even been that much of a makeup person recently because, you know, here I am, you know, I was working as a nurse. I'm not putting on a ton of makeup. Uh-huh. You know, I have my hair up in a messy bun or whatever. Uh-huh. And then, you know, being a stay-at-home mom, I'm in my, like, yoga pants, and I'm not putting makeup on. Well, it doesn't make you feel very good when you don't feel like you look that good, you know? And one of my friends recently was like, gosh, like, even just a year from now, so I'd been in the business for 6 months, but when she first met me a year from now, she's like, you're so much better at your makeup application. You look so awesome. Like, and I was like, thank you. I really appreciate that.
That's wonderful.
But it really raises your, you know, you just feel good and you walk with more confidence and you can talk with people with more confidence. And I love it.
I think it's great. I think women can make money and wear makeup. How fabulous is that?
I know. And I get my makeup for free. I get so many credits. I never pay for my own makeup. So that's like triple bonus.
Absolutely fantastic. Right, Katrina, I've got an important question coming in here. It's Andrew, actually. Thank you, Andrew, for coming onto the show. Andrew's asking, when it comes to leadership, how do you manage your team so they don't cling to you or waste too much of your time? Not waste. I don't think he meant waste, but I think kind of take up too much of your time because you don't want – when you've got a big team to manage, everyone's got demands coming at you. How do you manage that?
Yeah, it's challenging. The question actually sounds like Andrew understands the challenge of this. So a couple different things that I do, and again, I work a lot on Facebook, so people know that that's a great place to grab me. Obviously, my emails I don't check like all the time. Some people are like addicted to their email. Well, I tend to be like, you know, really focused on Facebook.
Right.
So if I glance a message and it doesn't look super urgent, actually, I will let it sit there for a little bit. If something's urgent, I do try to respond quickly.
Yes.
But what I think works best is putting out content for your team. So I'm assuming if you have a team, you have, probably have a group for your team. But if you put out regular contact and regular inspiration and regular content for them,
yes,
then you're going to answer some of those questions before they would ask them.
Right, right.
And then also, you know, you have to be firm and redirect people to files and different posts and things like that, so that you're not spending a ton of time texting them the answer. Or you, some people will like let them like let it sit, the question sit for a little bit, and usually they'll go and figure it out.
Right,
so
right.
Those are some tips. But again, you know, there's always room for growth in that area for me. Another really good tip is to set business hours. I mean, if there's a time that you're unavailable, if you just tell people you're unavailable, then that's you're setting expectations. And really, in network marketing, whether you're you're dealing with customers, you're dealing with your team, prospects, your job is to set expectations so they know what to expect in the future. That's like a job of yours. Like, that's a good focus. So if you set business hours and things like that, that's also helpful. Like, people know I'm really not available between, you know, dinner and bedtime, you know.
Yes.
So, and they just deal with it.
Excellent. I think using technology is really cool.
Polkron.com, a lot of people will use that. So that they have their posts done, and some people will do it even for the week. They'll sit down on Sunday and they'll spend an hour or two setting up their posts for the week, and then it automatically posts. So it puts your face out there. I'm here, and it's telling your team, like, I'm here for you, and giving them something to chew on without you having to physically do it. So that's a huge tool. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, I think they're great tips, Sir Katrina, absolutely fantastic. But also, like, maybe creating videos prehand, like one-time effort, you know, frequently asked questions or, quick start guide or something like that in your own words that you would be saying anyway if you were kind of talking to them directly. So one-time effort, have it uploaded on a page or something, and just direct people to there every time, you know, someone.
Yeah, I love that.
And just kind of get them over there. So, and Facebook groups are brilliant, guys. You know, you can have really intimate kind of connections with your team. So Facebook is definitely a great strategy to open up a Facebook group. When your team starts growing, open up a kind of side, you know, group, and then, you know, get all the new people in. And they can see the activities of other people. And also existing people as well, Katrina. You know, your team members that are kind of in there longer, they tend to help out in the group as well, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. Because we're in this business to help people. If you don't like helping people, you're probably not in this business, or you're not going to be in it for very long.
That's true. Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, we've got a few more questions. I'm going to give it a bit of a break. But Katrina, where is this going for you? I mean, where do you see network marketing in the next kind of 5 years? Do you think it will be much more open? Because I know it's kind of got a bad reputation at the moment, unfortunately, due to amateur marketing and terrible product, you know, companies that are promoting scams or whatever. But do you think people will be a bit more lenient to network marketing?
I've seen people be more open-minded to it. And again, it has to do with like how it's presented.
Yes.
I mean, this is a business opportunity.
Yes.
So, yes, you get products usually with your kit or whatever, but really to start a business for a minimal amount of money, I mean, for us it's $99, it's an incredible opportunity. Plus you get product on top of it. I mean, you can't go and open a store for $100, you know. And the other cool thing, I think, why people are going to be more open to it is because of social media, you can see real people's lives changing in front of you. And that's uplifting to people. I mean, nobody wants to feel like they're always behind on their bills for their entire life. I mean, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to feel you know, so stressful when you are lacking that freedom to do things for yourself. So basically, I think it's going to, the stigma is eventually going to slip away. Now, our job as network marketers, though, is to be a really good rep.
Yes.
And be a really ethical person.
Yes.
And really try your best, because if that stigma is in place, which for some people it very, very, very much is, you know, it's your job to be like, well, our relationship's more important than my network marketing business, and make people know that and take care of them. So,
that's wonderful.
But I see it being huge, especially actually, so at the conference I was just at, there was an economist there, Harry Dent Jr. I think he's a junior. Harry Dent. But he has, his speech was really, really awesome. And he just talked about how predictable humans are, and was discussing the baby boomers and sort of where network marketing is going to be. And we're really on an upswing. Like, this is the time to get involved in a network marketing business, because there's going to be more people that are looking for extra income coming up, and their minds are way more open to this type of business opportunity. And then, I don't know, I'd have to, like, look at the numbers, but it was really specific, and he talked about, you know,
yes.
It was just so cool. You have to look them up. Go look them up.
Excellent. No, definitely uphill it's going. I think more people are getting aware that, you know, there are some decent reps out there as well that are actually doing it right, you know. They're actually promoting it as a genuine business opportunity and not kind of an overnight scam. And they're spending time. You know, they can see their profiles on Facebook, that it's a consistent effort, and it's not like overnight success or anything like that. So
right.
Absolutely fantastic. One last question. I'm sure Katrina's probably getting really tired now. Let me just, okay, Julie, is it Lawishki? Julie, thank you so much for joining the I Have Dream Show today. She's asking, Katrina's mentioned a lot of events. Does she attend events regularly? Are they networking events, or are they just general business events?
The one that I just went to was in Vegas. That was a network marketing event. There were over 200 companies at that event. And it was really cool just to there were obviously tons of uplifting speeches and motivational speeches, and then there were a lot of really good nuggets that we got about prospecting, and also like how to change your mind about the network marketing business, so that when you present it, you know, you're presenting it from a place that is honest, you know. So if you have a hang up with something, you got to work through that, because it's going to come through when you talk to people about it.
Yes.
So that was an event that I had gone to. And then I also go, I don't know if I mentioned it, I don't think I did, but sometimes I go and do regional events with different parts of my team in the country.
Right.
And I've done some of those. And then I also use the word event when I talk about doing like expos and things like that. So I do local expos, like women's expos and things like that, so that I can get the product on people, because ultimately if you're distributing a product, your job is to get the product on the people so that
yeah.
they can fall in love with it, or they can make their decision about it.
Yes.
And that's how you grow your business.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Julie. Absolutely fabulous question. Okay, so Katrina, just kind of wrapping up now. I mean, we've gone through so many nuggets on the show. I think you've picked up so many stuff. But when it comes to, say, for instance, like your own growth, you know, like learning, are you constantly learning? Are you constantly reading books? Are you constantly listening to trainings to enhance your skills?
Yes. It's absolutely necessary, because this is the thing. With any business, you're going to have ups and downs. I mean, up days, up months, down months. And people that have been doing it for a long time will say up years and down years, okay? But what's really, really important is that you have faith and belief in what you're doing. And yeah. you need to have something to pull you through. So yeah. I can't do it on my own. You have to listen to things. You have to watch things. You have to have your mentors. You have to have your and reading is really important, because I think when you read words, you somehow internalize it more than just watching a video per se.
Yeah.
So all those things are really, 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 really important. And I do them.
Really, really, yeah. really, really important. And any particular books you recommend?
I really love Sarah Robin's Rock Your Network Marketing Business. I really like how palatable that is and simple. If you haven't read Eric Worre's Go Pro, that's kind of like it's a bestseller, really, really popular. Anything by Mary Christensen, really good. Those are the ones that I tend to tell people to look into. But I'm always looking for a good one. So if you feel like it, you can friend me on Facebook. I would love to make new marketing friends. You could tell me all your favorite books. That
Yeah,
would be amazing.
we have Katrina's link below, so anytime you want to connect with her, you can do that on
That would
Facebook.
be fabulous. Or my email too is my name, katrinagiska@gmail.com. If you have any questions about anything, I'm happy to help. And I'm excited that you took it upon yourself to join the call. And hopefully you learned something new. And I'm just so excited.
We've got absolutely wonderful feedback coming in from our show today. But what about leadership? Last final question I've got for you. When it comes to like Yoniq, what do you like about the leadership? How important is a company kind of structure? How they constantly renew things and innovation wise?
Okay, I don't know if I quite understand the question as far as like the corporate end
Yeah, like the
or
leadership,
leadership from like.
the owners of the company. I mean, how important is that to look at?
Well, you want to be able to connect with your company,
Yes.
okay? And you have to know your company's story,
Yes.
and because you're going to be telling that story to other people, basically. So you have to believe in it.
Right.
And I absolutely love our founders, Derek and Melanie. Derek Maxfield and Melanie Huscroft, their brother and sister team.
Yes.
And I've been so fortunate. A year ago, I met them for the first time at a leadership retreat in Utah. And then I've traveled with them to Greece, and I traveled with them on a cruise. And I've met them at, met up with them at conference. And they are just really, really amazing, genuine people. And their reason, again, our motto is to uplift, empower, and validate women. And that they're doing so many different things with the company as far as sexual abuse. They're working on a foundation for sexual abuse victims for them to go to like a retreat and, help them find their self-worth. That's huge. Oh my gosh. It makes me, I feel a little emotional talking about it. It's just amazing. And the reason that we are so social media based as well is one of their sisters had a lot of medical issues, was in a lot of debt, and she could work her business basically at home from her computer. She was bedridden, okay? And she has, she's lived and breathed Yoniq for, since the beginning. And she is now, independent. She's crossing all sorts of things off on her dream board. She's out of debt. She's out of medical debt. She's planning on retiring her husband. I mean, and the founders, they knew that the power of direct sales. So that's kind of how that all started. And then it was the perfect storm because we have a hot product and then we're social media based. And those are just amazing. And then as far as our product line, I mean, we're only 2 years old. We're always growing our product line. We're always receiving feedback about our products. And we have some amazing developers, like product developers on board. And I don't know, the company is just, it's all heart, and it's just been an amazing experience. So
That's
yeah.
absolutely beautiful.
I
Well,
can't wait for you to meet them.
I can't wait to meet them myself. I think that's brilliant. I've actually invited Melanie onto the Dream Show, so hopefully we'll see how that goes.
That would be
But
awesome.
so, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on to the I Have a Dream Show. Before we kind of wrap up, Katrina, as you are on the I Have a Dream Show, can I ask you to share your dream?
Oh my gosh, my dream. Well, on a personal level, my dream is to really feel financially free, which I'll tell you when that happens is when you know that all of the money that needs to be in certain places, education funds, retirement, all of these things is in place so that whatever else you have is true frosting on the cake, for me. But also, I mean, I, and this is huge, but I would love for women, the moms or not, to really understand and know that their self-worth. And I would like to bring that opportunity to them, not necessarily through the business, but there's different courses and things that I've been involved in the past that I would love more people to experience. Because I think it will better the world as a whole when people really know how amazing they are and what their real worth is and what they can provide to other people. I mean, how many women are like, oh, it's just me. I'm just a this. I'm just a mom. I'm just this. But people really believe in themselves and they know how amazing they are and how influential they are.
Yes.
Huge things can happen. Communities come together, you know, you could help so many more people. And that's what life is about, is like all the people that you've touched in your life. That's what you're going to, that's what you, when you leave this world, that's what you have, is what, how you've hopefully positively affected other people. So
that's absolutely beautiful. And I can see that you're pouring it out from your heart because you're being all teary and it's so beautiful. No, that's absolutely fantastic. And the beautiful thing about network marketing, guys, is that after your bills and things and all the necessities in life are paid for and, you know, you're comfortable in that way, you want to start contributing, you know, you want to start giving back. And having extra money helps you do that. You know, you can start up organizations in your name, or, you know, to help other people. You can start up education courses, or, you know, anything to just contribute back. And that's the real fulfillment. You'll find a lot of network marketers and leaders, they tend to kind of do that sort of stuff. So it's really awesome, Katrina, that you're actually doing it for women. I think you educate one woman, you educate a nation. So it's absolutely fabulous. Warm thank you, Katrina, for coming on.
Thank you so much. This was absolute blast.
It's been really, really fun. And guys, I'm sure you picked up a lot of tips. Do watch the replay. It will be up, I think, within 24 hours. Invite your friends and people that can kind of benefit from the show. And even people that you're trying to explain network marketing to, I think it's a great platform to just kind of let them touch base on what it's all about, and have a success story ready for them to actually, you know, pick up on. So thank you so much for tuning in. Have an absolutely fabulous weekend. I'm thinking this weekend.
What day is it? Monday.
Have a fabulous week, and watch my wall post for upcoming banners. Oh, actually, next Monday I've got the founder of UGGs. You know, the UGGs. He's actually coming. Brian Smith is actually coming next Monday, and he's going to talk about his vision of how simple the product was, but how it's made him a multimillionaire and how it's actually impacted so many women around the world. So he's going to come on and talk about that. But have a fabulous week, and I'll see you very soon. Thank you, Katrina.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Princess Fizz again. I hope you found this show extremely, extremely valuable. Do like and comment and leave a review for this show, and don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends, whoever it will benefit. Go to ihaveadreamshow.com/shows if you want to watch the video recording of this show, and leave a comment, write to me. I'd love to hear from my listeners about any suggestions, any takeaways that you had, any suggestions for improvements, and make sure that you sign up to the newsletter as well so you don't miss another episode, and you get notified by email. I love you loads. Dream big, chase those dreams, make them a reality so I can bring you onto the I Have a Dream show and share your unique journey with the world.